An interesting thing happened around 6 months ago here in the north end of Halifax. A new market just sort of popped up out of nowhere. It's called the Halifax Forum Farmers Market. And up until recently, I haven't even heard of it. But I've been promised that if we go check this out, we will not be disappointed. So we're here at the Halifax Forum. I'm Jay Dore, your host, and this is Get Your Eat On Nova Scotia. I'm here with John, who's the organizer of the Farmers Market. Could you tell us a little bit about the history of it and, of course, your stand as well?
Well, the market started in May this year. It came about, I guess, because my wife and I, who have a small farm, we were looking at trying to expand our business, and farmers markets are really a great opportunity to sell plants, is what we mainly sell. And so we started the market. We got the lease, and here we are today.
Is it getting bigger? Or?
Yeah, I think it's, we have a core group of farmers. It's difficult to actually find farmers who can commit to coming every Saturday because, of course, they need places to sell, but then they have their own businesses as well that they have to keep going, and there's only so many farmers out there.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's good to have just a five-hour market. They can come in the morning and then get back and do their chores in the afternoon.
I think it's great that you have so many people here. It's really something for the North End.
Yeah, well, the community really wants a farmer's market, and they're really supporting it nicely, so I'm really happy that that it's working out for everybody. The farmers really like a place to sell their product directly in the city. A lot of us here don't have the opportunity to sell to the bigger stores because we don't have the volume. And a lot of the products that we sell, you can't find anywhere else because they're so obscure and in such small scale production that you can only find that sort of thing at a farmer's market.
Yeah.
And of course, the freshness is you can only really find at a farmer's market too, because all these vendors here growing this product, they're all out yesterday harvesting it, so it's very fresh. The cilantro does very well this time of year, unless it's cold weather.
So. My favorite part of the cilantro are the roots. Very cilantro-y at the roots. Yeah. I don't know if cilantro-y is the word, but it's my favorite herb, I think, one of them. Yeah.
A lot of people like the roots, but they don't grow very big roots in the greenhouse, and it's a lot of work washing them.
So I know.
We just cut them. Yeah.
I'm here with Andrew from Noggin's Corner Farm Market. I asked him what his farm is called, but it's right on his T-shirt.
Noggin's Corner Farm is located in Greenwich, which is halfway between Wolfville and New Minas. I work on the apple side of the farm. This is an ambrosia apple. It's a tree that was discovered in British Columbia about 80 years ago. Considered apples of the gods, it's actually sweeter than a Honeycrisp.
Oh, well, I'm excited for this one. Holy cow! That kind of punches you right in the face, doesn't it?
It does, buddy.
Do you sell this, or do you fabricate them into anything, or like ciders or anything?
Yes, we do. Actually, last year we started making a Honeycrisp apple cider, but we also have a regular apple cider, which is unpasteurized. It has a combination of our apples in it. All of our apples are stored, something the public may be interested in. We have 9 what we call controlled atmosphere storage rooms on the farm. Basically, what we do is we put upwards to 700 bins of apples, a variety of each, in each one of these rooms. We remove the oxygen using nitrogen, drop the temperature down to about 38 degrees. I can open a room of apples in March or April of next year, and you would swear it just came off the tree.
Well, giving away all your trade secrets here. Too bad I don't have any apple trees in my yard. Good day, Daniel. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Could you just give us a rundown of a little bit about Ironworks and some of your products here?
Okay. So Ironworks Distillery started roughly 6 years ago. We initially started with the vodka, which is unique in Nova Scotia. It's made using apples rather than potatoes. The end result is it lends itself to being very smooth vodka.
Would it be a sin if I sampled some of your...
Absolutely not, no.
It's like 10 in the morning. I mean, like...
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, yeah.
I agree totally.
I wouldn't get anything sold if I didn't sample.
could I try the vodka and the gin?
Yeah, sure thing. What would you want to try first?
Surprise me.
We'll go with the vodka first because it's... the gin's got a very strong flavor to it, so...
And if I brought a Tim Hortons cup, would you fill that up for me? You can definitely taste the apples afterwards. It's not just you, and it's one of my favorite products. It's the first product I tried from here. I'm a big fan. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself and your business and and all that jazz?
Yeah, I'm Jill, and my partner's name is Connor, and we own Halifax Press Grilled Cheese Sandwiches, and we're the cooks, the mechanics, the owners. We do everything here. Everything we have is a grilled cheese sandwich, and everything we make is made by a local farmer or producer from here in Nova Scotia. So I always say they make the good stuff. We just put it together, and it's worked out really well for us. We've been open for 2 years, and we're going strong.
Well, grilled cheese sandwiches is probably the definition of comfort food. Yeah. And what type of grilled cheese sandwiches do you offer?
A lot of our recipes and things we add to the grilled cheese sandwiches are old family recipes. They're really, last year we rotated our menu a lot, and then we just broke it down to the ones that were people's favorites, and which worked out really well because they tended to be our favorites too. Yeah. And so it's a really great medium to do a lot of little bit different things, but still have it really recognizable for people, comforting, something that they can find accessibly and are willing to try out for the first time if it's a little bit different than something they've had before. So every day is a little bit different when you food truck. When you're carrying your water, your power, your food all on the road, every challenge is just a little bit different than you would. I mean, if you can go to the turn on the lights every day at your restaurant, it's just a little bit different is all.
I'm here at Faye's Fabulous Old Fashioned Fudge. Got that one. This is Faye.
Nellie,
sorry. Nay. We have Nellie and Faye here from Nellie's Fabulous Old Fashioned Fudge. Oh, Faye's Fabulous Old Fashioned Fudge. I really am sorry. And they're just going to tell us a little bit about their products, and maybe we can sample some, because I don't know if you guys know, but I love fudge.
We actually have 11 different types of fudge. I can name them all off for you. We have maple bacon, chocolate mint, chocolate peanut butter, chocolate, sweet and salted peanut butter, brown sugar, maple, maple walnut, and we just started a new dairy-free line with dairy-free peanut butter fudge, dairy-free chocolate, and dairy-free vanilla.
How long have you been making fudge?
All our lives.
Your lives. Yeah. Do you mind if I try your maple bacon fudge?
Sure, go ahead.
This is it right here?
Yes,
please. Make sure you get some bacon
I
want to try.
Oh, I always make sure I get bacon if it's available.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, that's that bacon and that maple and that fudge. God almighty, like that's makes me want to say four letter words that I can't say on TV. I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
Terry.
I'm sorry. I was just in the rum earlier. So, and what's your business called?
Beck Farm.
That's a lot easier than the fudge one we did earlier, the Faye's Fabulous Fun Time Fudge. Yeah. So, Terry, could you tell us a bit about your farm before we go into your...
Yes, we've been farming pigs now for 36 years. 1979 we started, and it's a family farm. My son is at home working on it. We also raise our own grains that feed the pigs. And this year we decided we'd do a little bit of on the retail and the market side of things. And so far we're quite pleased and well how it's going.
Okay, can you show us some of your products that you have here?
Bacon. Everybody knows bacon comes from pigs. Or I believe hopefully everybody knows bacon comes from pigs. But this is...
I thought God gave us bacon.
Well, but... he was next in line. So.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, it's this here is belly bacon, which is on the belly of the pig. And it's smoked, doubled smoked.
They're not in there. Where did they go?
There is our bacon cheddar sausage, which of course is just what it says it is. It has bacon in it, and anything goes good with bacon, that's for certain.
Strawberry shortcake, anything.
Anything, yes, anything goes with this. A number of people have actually taken it out of the casing and used it on a pizza as well, and it goes really handy with that. I think about 3 or 4 years ago, we decided we needed to distinguish our pork from pork that has come in from outside, so we developed this pork logo, premium Nova Scotia pork. And when you see that logo on pork products, you'll know that it's the pigs were raised in Nova Scotia, fed local grains, and raised under a humane system as well. So it's taken off. People are looking for it now. So we're quite pleased how it's working out for us.
We're with Andrew Allenbach, and he has a business called Sense and Sensibility. Now, some people say that puns are the lowest form of comedy. I think they're the highest. And I just had to come over here and see what his product was. And how are you doing today, Andrew?
Doing fine. You?
I can't complain. Could you tell us a little bit about your business and your product here?
We do historic blends of teas and drinking chocolate, ranging from about the 1690s to the 1890s. This is our Liberty or Death, which is, in fact, a tea without any tea in it. It's the stuff that the Americans were making down south during the Revolutionary War to prove they did not like the British, and they did like tea smugglers like John Hancock. They were calling it Liberty Tea or Rebellion Tea. You'd probably call it an herbal tea.
What was in it?
Rose hips, rosemary, fennel, and mint. Doesn't taste anything at all like tea.
No, but it's still good.
It's delicious. Yep. It doesn't taste like... In fact, would you like a taste?
I would like a taste. And this is the Liberty...
This is the Liberty or Death. Because puns are important. Even without tea, hot tea is hot.
That's a darn good cup of not-so-tea.
Not
yeah, not tea. That's...
Now, mind you, for comparison's sake, this is a 1750s mulled tea. This is our Wolf Spice blend. This is the sort of thing you'd find here in Halifax whilst the British were building the city to blow up the French over somebody else's dirt.
I'm all for that. I was just at Lewisburg not too long ago, and I don't know. Oh, that's very, very, a lot of nice spices in there.
Ginger, cinnamon, cardamom, and cloves, and a blend of black tea.
You know, you don't have, if you're not feeling well, this would be the perfect thing. But even if you are feeling well.
Cold November afternoon.
Yeah, you're coming from outside, maybe building a snowman with a little one, and.
Our Donaire dog. It comes in from Shanny Farm. It's a custom to the cart. All of our stuff is done fresh with the local farmers here at the market. This is a sweet tomatoes coming in from Elmridge and Loggins here at the North End Market. They're pretty much last of the season. There might be some more left. We get a local bacon smoked for us. The dog is made by Shanny's Farm. It's a custom dog. Took us about a year to get it right. We have an old school yogurt sauce. Not many shops do this anymore, but I think it's a much better sauce.
Yes, it didn't just the canned milk and the sugar, yeah.
Well, here, give me your pinky finger. Get your opinion on that.
Okay.
How about you, camera guy?
Yeah, camera much guy. Better. Much better. That's that. Yeah,
sorry, guys, we're just doing a little show here, then you're up. This is a French heirloom shallot that's being revived by the organic growers in the province. It is extremely strong, but the minute your mouth waters, rinses off your palate, you don't smell of onions or taste of onions the rest of the day. It's a neat, neat thing. You got some bacon in there.
I got some bacon, some tomatoes, some onions.
You're off to the races, brother.
All right.
If you're unsatisfied, we'll buy it back and have it for lunch ourselves.
All right.
Oh, sorry, one last thing.
You don't like the... The drool probably you probably wouldn't want to have.
We have a knife for that.
All right.
Take care of that. I don't actually often get a lunch. And there you go, my friend. Welcome to Halifax Footlongs.
Thank you so much. This is a Donaire dog. And it smells really good. The two best things in the world are donaires and sausages. And when you put them both together, this is great. Now, I like things a little hot and spicy. And James here does too. And he owns Besame Salsa, which means kiss me in Spanish. So how does that work out? Do you get many kisses?
I get a few from my wife.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, and could you tell us a little bit about your product? I'm going to try some in a bit.
Okay, yes. Actually, I grew up outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. So I grew up in the southwestern United States. I have a little Latina mother, and I've just been eating salsa and southwestern food my entire life. So that's really where it comes from. I've been here about 7 years, and I brought with me the recipe and just making salsa.
Well, you come from the best part of the world for this. Could you tell us what some of the ingredients you put in here?
Yes, it's made with tomatoes, tomatillos, limes, cilantro, jalapenos, and the hot is made with habaneros. So some good stuff in there, salt, pepper, and a bunch of love. Make it with a lot of love.
That's the best part of any sort of ingredient. I'm going to just try a little bit of this. This is the hot stuff that's made with habaneros, eh?
Habaneros.
That's a kick.
It has a kick, absolutely.
And how long have you been selling salsa here?
You know what? We've been selling here at the market probably for two and a half months now. I've been making it all the time. And every time I make it, my friends are like, you got to sell it. So my wife found this market. She said, let's start selling it. So we've been here ever since.
What brought you to Nova Scotia? I mean, it's like, I don't know if you noticed, but it's a little bit colder than New Mexico.
It's a lot colder than New Mexico. Well, if you saw my beautiful wife, you'd move anywhere in the world for her, so...
Do you have a picture? Or?
No, she's around here somewhere.
Now that I'm here, I want to come back every week. There's a lot of really good vendors and a lot of quality products that they sell, and I'm just quite shocked, really. I mean, it's great. We've had a great time here at the market. We've got to taste a lot of great food. Got to meet a lot of absolute amazing people. And I look forward to coming back here, not as a host, but as a customer. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Get Your Eat On and Us. I'm Jay Dore, your host. See you next time. About 6 months ago, About 6 months ago. Stop it. Okay. About 6 months ago. Something interesting happened.